All right, two more battles in the Overdrive Madness bracket we will get to later in the hour, courtesy of the Constipator region. Very, very important stuff. So we'll get to that a little bit later on. We played the Brett Hall We Went Blues earlier today, which is a personal favorite of mine, yours, everyone's. Everyone loves it. And to chat about that, the real stuff, the important stuff, and more, here's our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie. How you doing, Bob?
Hold on 1 second, boys. I'm just finishing up an email to Joe Buck right now.
What kind of request is there with Joe Buck?
I just said I'm sending him an email. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Okay. Good old Joe Buck.
Never gets old, eh, boys?
No.
Never gets old.
It won't.
Do you guys think that actually people sent him... Do you think the request just came, like, said, hey, if I send you a porn vid, like, can you commentate on it? Or do you think he actually received the actual vids?
Well, since you guys talked about it, I guarantee you somebody's power of suggestion. Because there's got to be some guy, I'm not saying it's Joe from the bridge, but somebody is sitting there saying, yeah. That's a swell idea.
Great idea.
It was Rick from Oshawa, guaranteed. Yeah. Like, something like that.
Well, and he would have convinced himself his wife would really want that. That's the best part. It's like, oh, my wife loves Joe Buck. She would really appreciate me sharing our personal sex tape with Joe Buck. So, yeah, I'm with you, Bob. If it didn't happen legitimately at the time, if he was just joking with us, it's legitimate now.
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
It's definitely happened.
You guys are very powerful, influential people.
Yes, persuasive. And I think we've moved the needle here for Joe Buck and his DMs, I would assume. But we played that Brett Hall clip where he was up on stage with the Blues for like 20 minutes. And
oh, my God.
We couldn't think of another, you know, cup parade where – like a veteran of the team, an alumni of the team, got access to the mic. Can you think of one?
No, probably not. And, you know, the whole Capitol thing was all about watching Ovi just run amok
in
D.C., which was great. It was funny. It was entertaining. And that, but Holly is, as he once said, I can't remember whether it was with Dallas or St. Louis, but he got one of his jobs. And I said, what exactly are you doing? He goes, ambassador of fun.
He's the best.
Yeah. I could see one scenario, guys, and it's not even with alcohol involved. It's just more the aura that comes with him. Like, if Edmonton ever won, don't you think Gretzky would make a – don't you see Wayne being there?
Yeah, I could see that, absolutely. But Holly's Holly, and – you know, as I say, I covered the league from 1982 to now, and I'm going to go out on a limb and say that if I were to name one guy who was the most colorful, honest, funny, entertaining, off the wall, and especially when you combine it with the level of play, I mean, like, you know, superstar stuff, it was Holly. There was nobody more fun to listen to, especially when he had Hitch as his coach and they were battling all the time, or when he had Mike Keenan as a coach and he was battling all the time. You know, I've used this line a million times, but I always remember walking into the visitor's dressing room at Maple Leaf Gardens when the St. Louis Blues were in town. And this was at the height, I mean the height of the Mike Keenan, Brett Hall, basically wanting to kill each other. Like, if either one of them had ended up dead, the other guy would have been the only suspect at the time. And I walked in, and Brett saw me, and he goes, hey, Bob, how you doing? And I said, good, Brett, no complaints. He goes, yeah, you want some?
And did he just unload or what?
and just shredded my Keenan. And you know what? And the funny thing is, I'm pretty sure Mike Keenan and Scotty Morrison are doing a podcast for the Hockey News now. And if I'm not mistaken, I saw recently where Holly and Mike Keenan were on the same podcast together. So obviously there's a statute of limitations on absolutely everything in the NHL. But there are more good Brett Hull stories than any other, I would say, more good Brett Hull stories, some of which he can tell on radio, many of which he can't, but there are more good Brett Hull stories than any other player in the modern history of the NHL, certainly since I started covering the league in 82. I mean, just the stuff with Hitch and Brian Sutter alone. You know, Kelly right. Chase, you get Kelly Chase going about Brett Hull stories, and you got an all-day sucker. I mean, you know, the famous one where Brian Sutter wanted Hully to serve a penalty, and Hully wouldn't go into the box and just refused to go, and they had this huge brouhaha, and Brian Sutter finally coerced Hully to go sit out a bench minor or whatever. So Hully drags himself over to the box and sits in the box, and he comes out of the box with a stick trailing back behind him, and the puck squirts into the neutral zone, and Hully's on a clear breakaway, and Hully just looks at the puck, skates by it with his stick trailing behind him, and goes and sits down on the bench. And the story goes that Brian Sutter basically said, "What the F are you doing? That was a breakaway." He says, "I told you I don't sit out penalties."
I yeah. love them, man. I wish we knew them all. I wish that. I hope they're still happening, like in some fashion.
Although I don't think they're. Hey, listen, they won the cup last spring, and you're still running Cape right now.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah, I know it's true, but I just.
It was funny the night the Blues won the cup. All the Blues staff, supporters, whatever, they were staying in the same hotel as we were staying at for the Cup Final, directly across from the TD Bank North Garden. And so after we finished doing our hits and everything else, we went, and they had a rager going on. Now, they were flying back to St. Louis. They had, like, two chartered planes for all their staff and employees and everybody else. But Hully was there, Tkachuk was there, Pronger was there, and I came in from doing the thing, and I had to pack and get ready to leave, but I stood in the lobby where the party was taking place and stood with Pronger, Tkachuk, and Hully for like 10 or 15 minutes, and it was highly, highly, highly entertaining.
Yeah, so, the problem is you can't bring that all up. Yeah, you can't bring that stuff on radio. That's the unfortunate part. I played a couple of years with Hully, and every day he made me laugh. Like I say this too, though. He's one of the smartest players I've ever played with.
Oh,
like,
absolutely.
Cerebral, like very, very smart. And as much as people may have thought he was a jerk and he criticized other people, when he wasn't having a good game, he was the first to come in the dressing room and be like, "Guys, don't even pass me the puck. I'm brutal tonight." But if he was having a night and you didn't get him the puck, like he was on the power play one time and Pierre Turgeon looked him off and he threw his stick at 10 feet in the air. And Turgeon had walked out of the corner and tried like a little, you know, bank off the goalie play. And Hully was ready in the slot for a one-timer. And Turge looked at him and tried a real poor angle shot. And Hully threw his stick in the air and skated to the bench and just said, "Change." And he was so mad. And he was yelling at Turge on the bench saying, "Did you not see me? I was available." And I agree with him because Turge said, "You were covered." And Hully said, "Get me the puck. I will get that shot off." And you know what? To his credit, he would have. Like, that's the one thing. Brett Hull was a great player, a really good player.
And he was so smart, you're right, about... You know, his thing was you go to the quiet areas and you don't make, you know, he never banged his stick for the puck. Like he used to say, "Why would you bang your stick? Why would you tell the other team you're there uncovered? You know, you go to the areas where nobody thinks you are and you just sit and you wait and you get the puck. And you don't do anything to antagonize anybody. You don't over." He said, "I never went crazy celebrating a goal because I didn't want to piss anybody off. I just want to go unnoticed. I just want to stay out there and, you know, and he slice and dice you with as many goals as you could possibly get." But now he's a fascinating guy. He really is. Most entertaining guy I ever covered. And the number two guy, and completely different reason entertaining, was Patrick Waugh. Those were the two guys to me that just said and did whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted to do it. And they didn't give a damn about any of the consequences, excuse me, with anybody.
Yeah, I got such a great appreciation for that, and I don't know if it can exist today because there's just so many more critics that can get to you because of social media. and because of, you know, different people that cover the game. And like back then, you know, if Hall says something or Waugh says something, okay, he's got to deal with his coach, teammates, maybe a few guys in the room, but that's it. Like, you might read it in the paper the next day, maybe he hears it on radio, but now it would be everywhere, be in your face constantly. And like a guy like Brett Hall, that story you just told about him giving up a breakaway just to go to the bench, he'd get crushed today.
We'd be breaking it down. Couldn't even do it today.
No, you couldn't do it. It would be like, trade this guy. He doesn't care. He's selfish. People would go crazy.
So on the record, after a game or a practice or whatever, he's mad because Hitch is, in his mind, he wants to play dump and chase, and Hulley doesn't want. He wants to possess the puck or shoot the puck or whatever. So Hulley is in a post-game thing going, yeah, chip it in, chip it out. He goes, they call me the Golden Brett. They should call me the Golden Retriever.
On the record, making sure Hitch hears. Well, Hitch, I'm sure Hitchcock heard it in more colorful language.
Oh, and like, well, in practice they were doing a drill, and the famous drill where Hulley goes in on a breakaway in a drill, and he hammers the puck directly into the corner, not even like right 45 degree angle from the slot, right into the corner. And the guys are like, what are you doing? And Hitch is yelling, what are you doing? And he goes, you say put it in the corner every game, so I thought I'd put it in the corner.
I love that. I love it. Just sending a message, just loud and clear. Anything else going on out there, Bob, or what?
Just watching the rainfall, boys. Just watching the rainfall.
Yeah, well, that's where we all are at this point. So, well, let's hope we got some news next week. I'm sure at some point something's going to break. You know, whether it's
I wouldn't count on it.
But, no, okay, never mind. Forget
not
that.
Not to be an optimist, not to be a pessimist. I think we're in for the long haul here.
Yeah, I think that's probably appropriate. Anyway, have a great weekend, buddy. We'll do it again next week.
Awesome, fellas. Have a good weekend.
There he is, Bob McKenzie, your TSN Hockey Insider. I think that's the move going forward. Story time with Bob.
I know. He was loving it.
Oh, yeah.
He's got stories. 1982 to present day in the National Hockey League. Ton of stories.
Yeah. The thing is, you can't bring a lot of them on air. That's the toughest part, right?